Nick, you're the CEO of Arms Association. You know, you've just heard those London stats. Fares worse than the rest of the UK in terms of loneliness as a city. Why do you think almshouses are important in this area?
Yeah, that is a sad stat, isn't it? 700,000 people lonely in London. Almshouses have been around for 1,000 years, and of course many of them started in London, go back as far as the early livery companies, and in fact they go back to returning crusades. So they've been around here for a long time. Their architecture is designed to bring people together. And here at Appleby Blue, they've captured, even building today, they've captured that architecture to bring people together. Now, there are about 60 or 70 separate almshouse charities just here in London. 1,600 charities across the country. And that's about 2,000 people living in almshouses. And they're particularly important, I think more now than ever before, because they're communities of good neighbours. And I imagine that's the strength that kept small communities going many years ago. And of course, today things are disparate. People are living independent lives more. And it's almshouses that is the model to bring them together. And in fact, one lady said to me, you know, last year she looked at me and she said, nobody chooses to live alone. And when you think about that in today's world, no wonder almshouses are becoming sort of almost aspirational, really.